Welcome to Shenanigans. Hey, it's Aisha.
Hey, it's Jenny.
Yo, baby, what's up? It's Tyra.
And we are a dose of melanin empowerment that is a reminder of how bomb you are and how dope you can be. Featuring edutainment about beauty, life, and health, mixed with a true depiction of how strong she can be. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
How are you?
Is it me you're looking for? I can see it in your eyes. I can see it in your smile.
Is that the words?
I don't know.
Because that's all I know. And then I make shit up from there. So I was just really hoping those were the words.
I don't know. I don't know if those are the words. Welcome.
Welcome
to another episode of Shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
With Aisha.
Hey.
And Jenny.
Hey.
AKA Papa.
Papa.
I'm just playing, guys. Hello.
And it's me, Tyra.
Old
it's me, Tyra. I love hearing your intro.
No, oh my gosh.
It's Tyra.
Wow.
Happy Thirsty Thursday.
Ooh,
you remember those?
I was about to say, what?
Well, when they listen, it's Thursday.
Shit. Because I was about to say, I thought I was ahead of it today.
No.
Thirsty today.
Not quite. You had a little pregame.
Pregame for Thursday.
It's fine. 2 days away from our live show.
Hey, y'all better be there.
Live show Saturday, October 23rd at 7:30 p.m.
Oh.
It's going to be at Farm Free Life.
Yes.
Off of 82nd. If you live in Indianapolis, you know that's in Castleton.
Yes.
Yes. It's at a CBD dispensary cafe. It's right up nice. Our alley, you know, with our wellness. And exactly. We love the things.
I'm going to have my coffee. What else they got?
Tea. Product.
It's going to be popping.
It's going to be vibey.
They got rollies. Mm-hmm. I need to roll one on my skin. Mm-hmm. Not those kind of rollies.
I wish you would have seen my
I was like...
Oh, it's that type of party.
Jenny made the fucking dog face.
I was like, oh.
It's those kind of vibes. I mean, you know, come as you are.
Come as you are.
Bring a friend. Come as you please.
Yes. If you haven't already, get your ticket.
Yes.
At shenaniganspodcastlive.eventbrite.com.
Yes.
Okay? And we will see y'all Saturday. But... since we love y'all, we spoiling y'all today. We are dropping, just a little episode.
We on this new plan. Some modified subscription. So, you know, y'all get one full and one mini. We discussed this last month.
We did.
If you missed it, go back and listen.
We did.
So that we can touch hands and agree. Because this we is where
did.
We are.
This is what we're doing.
This is where we at.
If you want me to show up. Accept us for who we are.
Yeah, this is okay. As we are. This is what we got.
As we are. Y'all ready for the icebreaker?
No, because you know what? We just had so many. We had so many announcements since the last episode.
Yes.
Like, we announced the live show.
Yes, we did.
Super excited about that. Please get your tickets once again. Or just show up.
Yeah,
show
just up. Just come.
You know,
bring whatever. Your money. Become.
Bring yeah, your bring, money. Yeah. Become.
So buy a ticket at the door.
Buy a ticket at the door. Up. But we want you to show up. And then, you know, Tyra has some news. She thought she was going to shimmy on down the episode without announcement to the Shenanigans crew.
It's a baby shark, do 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 do. Baby shark, do 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 do. I got a baby shark, do 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 do.
I'm a
mommy shark, do 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 do. Mommy shark, do 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 do. Mommy shark, I'm having a baby.
Yes.
Boop 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 boop. This is why y'all should not let us have breaks. Because what happens?
What happens when we ain't got nothing to do? Apparently, we be finding somebody.
Yes. I'm going to be a mom.
Yes. And we're excited. so excited for you.
Another little shenanigans.
Another shenanigans, baby.
I know.
We're going to have more kids popping out the ottomans.
Y'all, they're going to be, baby going to be in the background. I'm not even going to lie to y'all.
I don't know what we're going to do.
I don't know. We're going to figure it out.
We're going to have to, you know, just make this a kid friendly zone now. Mm-hmm. And it's just going to be it.
We'll figure it out. But yeah.
We'll be here.
Yeah, people's going to be looking at me at the live show like,
yeah.
You've been eating good.
Right.
Like,
at least, you know, baby shark ain't snatching your face like Tristan did me, because Tristan had told everybody I was pregnant before I was ready to.
Yeah, I've been able to do, you know, I did sneak a couple pictures, a full body where I was hiding it.
Yeah.
But yeah, my face for now looks the same.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, it took away my maskne.
The blessings.
I'm like, if I would have known, I would have got knocked up a long time ago.
You know what? I can't.
Took away my maskne.
Not the maskne.
But yeah. I don't think your face, you looked that, in your face? I don't think
Sister,
so.
I looked pregnant 2 weeks after I found out. My did. Whole nose was like, bitch.
I don't care if mine like, spreads I don't think until you were. After my baby shower. Do what you She's keep like, it tight, keep it right, keep it tight. Until then,
I had a large face. My face already remember. Is not small. I had a large face. You have blessings happening.
Thank you.
Blessings.
Thanks. Baby has been good to me.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. So you better, you know, baby, stay good.
So far.
Because Tristan already whooped your baby. Tristan told your baby, don't come
She's
out.
Like, don't
up.
Come out.
Tristan said, baby and belly, and then slapped it. And I said, my baby probably gonna baby do something to know up front that needs a whooping. So
needs
that's
a whooping.
Cool.
He said, your baby's bad. I already know.
My baby, yeah. They probably are.
He be talking hilarious. About you and that baby.
Baby.
Now he can
say, now he can say my name. Tristan been out me.
Tristan was trying to tell all the business. He was over his dad's house talking about. The baby in the belly. And his dad looked at me like
sweating.
What is he talking about? And I was like, it's not me, bro. It's not me.
Yeah. Now secret's out, so he can tell anybody.
Oh, he will.
It's all right.
Let him be around you again.
It's all right.
He telling all the business.
He can do that. Everybody know now. It ain't no secret. God.
Yeah, she tried to break the internet that morning.
I you know, like, it's like, oh, here you go.
She dropped the live show and the baby on the same day. And
that's how we do it, you know?
It's like it's a lot.
I think I'm Beyonce sometimes.
Yes. She had to do her Beyonce first.
So for this icebreaker.
What we talking about? When the last time y'all been caught up? Because man was last week. No, that wasn't it. Okay, give me.
I don't know the last time I've been caught up. I wouldn't even know the answer to that. I don't get caught up. That's the thing.
Here's the thing. I really don't either. I really wasn't like fully caught up. It was on like halfway.
Uh-huh.
I can't disclose details.
Yeah, exactly. How?
Because I know y'all was about to ask.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't actually this time.
I was talking about them. Oh, I know y'all weren't about to ask.
No, I wouldn't do that to you.
Ooh, the stress.
No. This week's icebreaker. If you were a potato, how would you like to be cooked?
Oh, the places my mind went.
Mash me, baby. Okay.
Oh,
mash and hash me. Okay.
Oh.
I want to be mashed.
Shut up. Oh my gosh.
I don't even know how to.
There's a lot of ways you can cook a potato. Yeah.
It is. But I'm thinking, like, I don't know which way I would want to be.
I'd probably want to be baked and smothered.
Okay. Yes.
Smothered.
All
drenched,
the toppings and
drenched,
shit.
Drenched. Yeah. Ooh. Running over.
Oh.
Oh.
Now I'm like, I don't know.
And baked?
Baked.
Bake me up first.
Baked?
Toast me?
Before you smother me?
Before you smother me?
Ooh.
I would probably have to say baked too.
You want to be baked?
Yeah.
I would like to be baked.
I don't think that's my best way. Smothered.
She just want to be baked.
No, I know. I want to be
a little butter.
I want to be no. I like no. I want to
garlic.
Stop. Some chives. Smother me with all you guys.
Oh, you want to be smothered?
I like, you know, when you eat a potato and it's smother and cheese just running down the potato and it's warm.
See, I wasn't requesting cheese on my smothering, but more so like a sauce.
Uh-huh.
Tara's face.
I'm interested.
Thick sauce.
I like sauces. Mm-hmm.
I like
sauces. I do too. I do like cheese on my baked potatoes.
I like thick sauce too.
I can't.
I do too. I just wanted to know. I honestly just came up with that at the top of my head.
That's hilarious.
That's really funny.
Funny as shit.
Yeah.
There's a so lot of ways to be cooked.
It really is. And that's why I like potatoes.
I'm a potato hoe. Like, I love potatoes. Some people are bread people.
I'm a potato person. Tater tots. French fries.
You can make some chips.
Hash potatoes, hash browns.
Like some chips,
like oh, so many ways. You can do a lot of things. Just plain with a potato.
Chips. I just need plain chips with a little salt.
That's
where my
son
get it from.
That's all I need.
Mm.
Don't take much.
Mm.
You can do a lot with a potato.
You can.
Think about it.
Baked and smothered. I need my potato baked and smothered tomorrow.
Any day now. I can use a baked potato right now.
Oh my gosh.
I could use some mashed potatoes
mashed
right about now.
Potatoes.
Y'all are so funny.
Where did they get us from?
Well,
who gave us these? Who put us on these microphones?
I don't know.
Oh, buddy.
Well, if y'all like potatoes,
baked and smothered and mashed.
What type of potato would you be?
Oh my God.
Let us know on our Twitter and our IG at shenanigans_pod. Or you can tell us in person when you see us on Saturday.
Yes.
Okay. So what are we talking about today for our little mini? It's going to be quick.
Oh.
Like, don't blink. You might miss it.
Oh. Quick.
So, you know, social media has been talking about all these red flags. It started on Twitter. Then, you know, it spread to the masses. You know, and today we're going to talk about red flags and green flags.
Yes.
You know, some of them red flags didn't look so bad. So maybe I'm a red flag. Maybe that's what it is.
You know,
some of them I was like, you know, oh, that's not that bad.
Like what, Tyra?
I don't know, but I mean,
look,
you know,
I'm like, now you got me wanting to go look.
Well,
look,
you know,
at me
it was mainly like a lot of jokey joke type things.
Uh-huh,
so
uh-huh.
Things would be jokey jokes, you know. But what are some of y'all red flags y'all can think of?
Oh.
I'm sure we've said it before, but
when he wear, you know, them cartoon tees,
invest in design.
When I be like, "What you gonna wear?" He like this, and it's like Cartoon Network or some shit, and I'm like. You can't go.
I cannot.
He's so confident. What you wearing? This. He got the matching shoes. The matching laces. I can't go.
Oh, buddy.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
I'm not allowed.
What's some of your red flags, Jenny?
Just in general.
Yeah.
Let me see. I don't know. I mean, I have them, but for some reason, my mind is just blank right now.
All I can see is like men and then red flags.
Like when I think about red flags, I constantly think about like situations with men. So that's the only thing that I was
like
really
what?
Thinking about. I would say, let me think for a second. It's like at the tip of my tongue.
You got.
But I'm.
Oh, when you gonna cook dinner for me?
Ew.
What?
Ew.
I mean, and the thing is, I love to cook.
You do.
I would cook for you any day. But it be them certain ones that always ask me that. And I'm like, okay, either this nigga don't cook he think my only place is in the kitchen. It's there's no in between.
No, for real. I run away when, you know, men find out that I'm a nurse, and then I get like the big money. Oh no, we not talking no more.
Oh my god.
They call you big money. Yeah. Cause you ain't getting none. So let's cut this off.
Not big money.
Cause you ain't gonna get a dime from me, brother.
That's funny.
They not, you know, come on.
I can't.
I ain't spending no dollars. Jenny, you was about to say something. It's on the tip of your tongue.
I was. But I, no.
You lost it?
Mm-hmm. I did. It'll come back though.
When dudes be like, why I got a laugh? Oh. Well, I think of a few reasons actually. That's like the only response.
When men try to become like the victim of the situation that they caused, no. I gotta go because you're about to try to gaslight me, and I can't be gaslighting. So, not a fan.
Oh, triggered. So many things in my head. You know, you could treat me sometime. Men like to be treated too.
Give me a chance. Give me a chance.
We've been on like 2 days.
Damn. Give me a
barely.
Damn.
2 days? Men like to be treated too. What?
Somebody said that? Okay.
Give it some time.
Or how old is your baby again?
Oh.
Go ahead and move around because you ain't going to like shit about this situation. Go move around.
How old is your baby?
Hello? That or they be like, so you must be looking for a daddy for your son. No, actually, he has one.
Yep.
And if you really want to know, he lives around the corner from me. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about uncomfortable.
Yikes.
Oh, kind of bad.
Is a kid's age a red flag for y'all? Like if a guy they
definitely kids are a red flag for me.
How many?
I like
just more than one.
More than zero. I like prefer.
You prefer men with no kids.
I prefer men with no kids. That does not mean I won't date someone who has one. That's like my limit. And especially like one mom. I can only deal with one other female in our situation at a time. So like I prefer zero because I already got my own situation. My situation is it's beyond cordial. I don't say that in a disrespectful way. I say that in a, we legit partner with one another. We make shit work. We help each other out. You know, and guys' situations don't be like this. Mm-hmm. They be having estranged baby mamas and they fighting for custody and they paying child support. And it just be a lot of logistics that I don't deal with. And so I'm trying to figure out your logistics and I ain't even got none. I prefer not. But I will for the right one. But I prefer not to.
Jenny, do you like men with kids?
Do I like men with kids?
Is that a red flag for you?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I've dated men with kids before, but ideally I would like to be in a situation with a man without any kids because I don't have any. And so kind of like Aisha's situation, like having to deal with certain logistics that she doesn't have, even though she has a child, like having to deal with that and I don't have a child, you know. And so just, I don't know, it not feeling like we're coming from like the same place.
Huh, okay. I mean, I like men,
but
with kids,
I think it depends on the situation.
It's all situational.
Like if the situation,
it is situational.
This is like one, it is. Like she said, like it. I mean, just one, but even sometimes that is a bit much.
It is situational.
It is very situational. I have have literally not encountered one peaceful situation, and I think that's what put me to zero because I was like, whoa, like. None of y'all are like coexisting and co-parenting like in a civil way.
But why do you think that why?
Because people still be in their feelings. Yeah, like that's literally what me and my ex were like Well, I went to therapy after. I still am at before, after, during, all the above. And one of the things I realized, like, very early on was anytime we're really arguing, 9 times out of 10, it ain't got nothing to do with him.
Yeah.
Ain't got nothing to do with Tristan. Mm-hmm. It's, like, about the past, or it's about, you know, current situations triggering things from our past. And it's like, but we ain't together no more. So if we're not getting along, it ain't got nothing to do with him. Because him, we can always figure out.
Yeah.
Like, they really be, people is stuck in like, oh, well, he did this to me. Cool. I get it. That's not your current situation anymore. So at some point, you got to move out of that to do what you got to do with this. And I be needing, like, that level of maturity.
Okay. No, I agree. I don't mind dating men with kids. I've seen both spectrums of a really cool situation and a really bad situation. It's probably because he was still dabbling.
Mm-hmm.
He was definitely dabbling, not being honest, you know, omitting things.
Yes. What's the other word?
You know, there is another word that I'm trying to say, and it's not omit.
It's like, just not disclose, not to share, not something.
Along those lines. I don't mind dating men with children.
Withholding.
Yes, that's it. Withholding information that is pertinent for me.
Yeah.
I feel like men with children, I can be as involved or as uninvolved as you want me to be.
Yeah.
So I don't got to be involved at all. I don't got to know. I don't got to know what's going on. If I don't need to know, I don't need to know. Like,
yeah.
Don't really care. I love kids.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't have to be involved in your situations
at all. Mm-hmm. I mean, unless we're moving to a different stage, or level where me being around is kind of unavoidable.
Right.
Like, yeah, then I think we need to work something out.
For sure.
But other than that, you do you, bro. I'm gonna do me. Like,
that's, I just, you know, it's all about about communication. Yeah. Like, you just let's communicate, because the thing is, everybody just has to stay in their lane.
Yes.
And the problem is, people don't stay in their lane.
No.
And you, like Aisha says, you just need to go to therapy about that, because
you know what I think it was? It was it was therapy, but it was our divorce thing. When you get divorced in Indiana, I don't know if this is everywhere, but you get divorced in Indiana and you have kids, you have to go to this co-parenting class. Mm-hmm. And it's about children dealing with divorce. No matter what age your kid is, you have to go. And I mean, it's like 4 or 5 hours. Mm-hmm. It's extensive.
Is it like one time?
One time.
Oh, okay.
One time. And we went together, and something that he also talked about during, or she, I don't really remember, talked about during the class was, you can't control anyone else's household.
I was just I was about to say that.
You can't control anyone else's household. And while luckily, for the most part, we agree on how he'll be raised and just different things to do, we're not going to do everything alike.
Right.
And the same. And you have to get over that, because it's like, okay, when my kid is there, he's with you. He's at your house. And when he's here, he's with me. He's at my house. And I know how I'm going to do things. But people don't like letting go of that kind of control.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's hard. I mean, I feel like at the end of the day, it's all about boundaries.
Yes,
so
for sure.
You you can't control what the other parent is going to do. You cannot control how they're going to act when they find out that you're dating somebody else or anything like that. You have no control over their reaction.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you just have to have your boundaries set in place. And as long as I see that you're enforcing your boundaries when it comes to me, and I'm not overstepping my boundaries when it comes to your parenting, then I think I don't have any problem with it.
Yeah. I know. I feel like I see like that more with like parents or like moms who may primarily keep the child. And I feel like because I'm keeping a child, then you can't really say anything about what I'm doing, or when they're with you, then I have more say so because they're usually with me. I mean, what do y'all think about that? Like, I don't know.
It's
like, it just made me think about boundaries though. Like, do you think that it's okay that that happens? Or like, I mean, I
wouldn't
know.
Say
just
that
what are
it's
your
okay.
Thoughts about that?
I know that it happens, and that's very common, but I wouldn't say that that's okay. Because I think what I always remind myself is, he has two parents. And he's also his parent.
Yeah.
And so I, if nothing else, I have to respect that. And I can't impede on that. Now, unless it's just something where I'm like, this is going to affect y'all relationship. And I just want to throw it out there. Take it or leave it. You know what I'm saying? Or if it's not like a safety thing. Because I have people that have reached out to me about co-parenting advice and stuff like that. And she, one girl was like, I just don't want her to go to his house. I don't, he doesn't get to spend time with her because, you know, he, she, I won't let her spend a night. Like, I'll only let her go like during the day and she has to come back. And I'm like, but why? You know, is it a safety thing? Are you concerned? Because if so, like, that matters. And she's like, no, I just, I don't want to be away from my baby that long. And I'm like, oh, but you got to let go of that because y'all aren't together. Just, but it's not just you. And it's not just your baby. He feels the same way, especially if you do keep her majority of the time. He's like, damn, I haven't seen my baby in days and I can only see her for a few hours. And so I try to always put myself in those shoes of, you're his parent too. How would I feel, you know, if this was the other way around?
Interesting. Triggering.
Oh yes. Zero or one, and you better, you better
have your boundaries in place. Okay, have your boundaries in place. That's all that I can say.
Yes, because it shouldn't even be. I think of it like it shouldn't even be a conversation for us.
No,
because what does that have to do with me?
Nothing. Not a thing.
You're, you know, his or her dad. What does that have to do with
nothing.
Me?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Just like this has nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
Unless we are about to come together and it's about to be a whole different scenario. No, zero.
Yep. Agreed. I don't like when men withhold that they are involved with other people. I don't like that. Like, just say, because why are you not telling me?
Because they think that we ain't gonna deal with them.
Okay, and that's my prerogative if I don't want to. But
but then that means they can't have everything that they want because they just want it.
Right. They can't get it from you. They can't get it from Sally. Can't get it from Susan and Rebecca.
You know, could get it everything from me, Sally, Susan, and Rebecca if you was honest
about it.
Because I could be getting it from Tim, Tom.
It's a control thing for me.
Like, well, maybe I shouldn't participate in that.
I stopped at Tim and Tom. Those were safe.
Yes. Those are safe.
But yeah, I could be doing that. Like, if you doing it, I could be doing it. We could be, you know, doing our thing. But I don't think they like that.
Again.
I already know where your mind went, and I just need you to relax, okay? I saw it forming in your head. And I mean, if you're into that, that's cool too.
People are into a lot of things. You don't know what kind of situation you can have set up because you're withholding information. Because
you're withholding information.
There are all kinds of relationships these
there
days.
There are. I almost and explored so many.
I did.
I tried. I think I was in a throuple. This is a whole conversation for another day. But for like 2 weeks, I think I was in a throuple.
You were definitely in a throuple.
I was like, how did I get here?
I don't know if I should be protecting her when we was out.
Just let it happen.
I was like, I don't know if I should stand here or I should act like I don't know. I don't know what to do.
I don't know. Like, is my girlfriend on a date with somebody else? Should I feel the type of way? I don't know what's happening here.
Oh my gosh.
But you know, there's all types of, you know, relationships to explore, but
people are just controlling. Like, yes, they tell you that they're not, so
you don't do what you want to do. And it's just so controlling.
I think it's control. I think it's also, yes, manipulation. And I think it's also, there's also a sense of arrogance, at least from what I've seen. Like they think a lot of themselves. I think when the conversation is like flipped.
Yes.
They don't want to hear that you're dealing with anybody. You can't deal with anybody else because you're dealing with me.
Like, yep. So you don't need to deal with somebody else.
But how dare I feel that way?
Right. How dare you?
How dare I challenge that?
How dare you?
Because why would you be fucking with anybody else? It's me. Right. Yeah. If you want to, that's cool. But I'm just saying.
Let it be known.
Just do your thing. But.
However, I think that I'm a good provider.
Okay. I'm a baked potato.
Hello.
The thick sauce.
With the thick sauce. And it's smothered.
I am a smothered potato. Okay? You ain't gonna get this Spud Max from McAllister anywhere else. Okay?
Gosh. With the chives and the bacon. Not the beef.
The olive shit. The olive and shit. I like all the shit.
On a serious note,
I do not do well with people disrespecting me or calling me out my name. Mm. Some people can get with
people
that.
People still do that shit?
Yes, they do. People can get with that, and that I do not. Like, that is a hard.
That's a hard no.
Hard no. Oh, my God. No. A hard
I don't
no.
even block I don't even people, remember and somebody. I would. Mm-hmm. Like, you'd be just immediately blocked because for some reason you thought what flew out your mouth
was okay.
And I don't need to explore why.
Because we about to start tussling if I do. We about to start fighting if I do. I cannot. Because, like, at that point, you don't care about me. You don't. And if you do it once, I feel like you're going to do it again.
Yeah.
Because you're showing me who you are.
It.
Yeah. Because you
said
it.
And then on top of that,
if
you say something like that, then that just shows me, like, where you are, like, mentally wise.
Yep.
Like, you don't have, you know, emotional intelligence.
Somebody tell me F me? Oh, you meant that. There's
we ain't got nothing else to say.
We ain't got nothing else to say.
I feel like that's for me. I feel like that's across the board. Like, regardless of who you are. Like, if you... For me, I'm just saying, like...
Red flags on friendship, like, red flags family, on relationship, like, I don't know, family, everything.
I just feel
everything.
Like there's just certain things that I just wouldn't... Like, no, yeah, we're done.
I mean, it's just so ridiculous that I laugh thinking about it because it would make me laugh. Like... That somebody says F you to you, like, what do you say?
F me. Me. <Yeah. laughs> Me.
Yes, and then I'd block you, but I wouldn't engage, but I would just laugh because, like, okay,
you're real mad,
you're that you upset. Yes.
Yeah, this is escalating quickly.
I'm almost tickled by the thought, like,
oh my gosh.
What are some, like, green flags, though?
Oh. Did you eat today? No. Like, that's first of all, feed.
That's your love language.
That is my love language. If you don't do nothing else, feed me. And feed me well.
Mm-hmm.
We're set.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Even just inquiring about my well-being.
What'd
you say?
I said, you can ask me about, like, if I ate, but make sure if I say no, that you get me
something. Do something about
it? Yeah. Yeah. Don't just be like, what you gonna get?
What you going to pick up? Can you pick me up some, too?
No.
Mm-mm. You ate that without me, I will punch you in the throat. Don't ask me no question like that.
Literally.
Don't ask me nothing without me.
That's what I was going to say. That's a red flag for me. Oh, you did it without me? You went there without me?
I didn't know you wanted to go.
I did it without you. What do you want me to say?
Well, you didn't take initiative to make sure you was there.
It's the initiative for me.
It's the initiation. Green flag. Initiations. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Effort. Someone who is thoughtful and kind. I love thoughtfulness. Mm-hmm. Even the tiniest thing.
Yeah.
Just the tiniest. I just love.
Yeah.
Thoughtful things.
Those just so literally sweet. Matter the most.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Or just things that let me know you were listening. All of my mind is gonna just keep going to food. Like, you know, oh babe, I brought you these snacks. I saw your snacks was low. And you knew they was my favorite snacks. You're never breaking up. You saw my snacks were low.
Oh my God, the pregnancy hormones, I'm gonna cry.
And you bought me snacks? A box?
You brought me snacks.
You shipped me a box?
Aw, are we shipping boxes?
You shipping me boxes?
Of my favorite snacks?
And you sent some candles?
Oh, you must smell good.
Ooh, wait. Shipping boxes, huh? I ship lots of boxes.
You ship boxes?
I ship one for Sweetie's Day. Because Tyra put me out on the last episode. Look at Jen looking at me. I sure did. Sure did, Jen.
Ooh.
We'll talk about it.
Ooh, we shipping boxes on Sweetest Day. Have you belated Sweetest Day?
I didn't ship anything.
Oh.
Did you celebrate?
No.
Yenny, yours lives down the street.
Barely.
Oh.
Ooh. I was at work, so that was my Sweetest Day.
No.
I know. It's okay. You can do something sweet for somebody sweet anytime.
Period.
You know, I'm that type of girl.
Basically.
I am.
I think we all are. I think we all need, like, the male version of ourselves in that department. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like,
and it's so, like, I feel like, I know that there are some men that are thoughtful like that. Things, but for the ones that aren't, I just don't get it. I mean, and there may be women who aren't either. However, it's like, I feel like people overthink things. It's like, you just got to do the most simple things. Yeah. And that's it. But you can't even do that.
It's like the simple, I thought about you, I think about you, you were mine. Like, in the smallest way possible.
Like, mm-hmm.
But like you said, there are people who don't, women who don't. I guess.
Who aren't like that. I just like to pour into my people.
And then they don't see anything. Mm-hmm. And so then I think a lot of guys think that all women are then like that. Because they've dealt with some women who aren't.
Oh, I'm saying
something. I like things and I like to do things.
Yes.
You know, like I like to pour into my people.
I want to be engaged. Like, engage in whatever I'm doing with the person.
Absolutely.
Like, I like to be like, what do you want to do? I want to do something this weekend. I want to be like, you know what? I was thinking about da 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 da. Let's go do that.
Not
because
what'd you have in mind?
What'd you want to do? I don't know.
I ain't never thought about that before.
I ain't never been there. You trying to do what? No, wherever you want to do. Wherever you want to go.
I'm a homebody.
I ain't got to go nowhere.
Okay, well, I'm gonna go because like I said, I want to do something this weekend. I thought it could be with you, but you gonna stay at home, you be at home.
I don't mind dishing the ideas because I have a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
I just need the other person to be interested.
Yeah,
right. Yes. Like, I don't have any problem with that. That's usually what happens
for the most part.
But it's a rare. I can't think of the last time somebody was like, I want to do this. You want to do this with me, mm-hmm. like guy related.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually me. I'll say the idea, like, you want to do this?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
yeah, if they want to, like, be interested.
Yeah.
At least in going. But
yeah
I don't mind. Everybody not as creative as me. So, you know.
I feel like you don't got to be creative. No, you do. I'm getting too old. You need to be able to. I'm not going to say creative. I agree. You don't have to be creative, but you have to at least initiate something. Not all the time, but something. Don't just stand there and be like a fucking wall.
You aren't wrong.
Because look, Google. There's Google.
No, listen.
Like,
I was literally
just Google something.
About to say my last
the effort,
green flag.
You don't even try.
I'm mad. Yes.
That kills me. It's like you don't try.
Tell him, Jenny.
Tell him, innards.
Try.
Don't they bother y'all?
Try. Yeah, because the last green flag I had, somebody hit me with a text and was like, you know, I saw that y'all had da 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 out there. You want to go try that out?
Stop. I'm sorry. Jenny, what
the hell are you doing under the table?
I'm just putting my feet on the
Well, stop it. It's on your shoe or something.
It's something. Just don't do that.
It sounds like tape.
I thought it was like, I don't know. It does sound like tape.
Okay. I know what it is. I'm not going to ask.
What would you say in the what?
They were like, I saw that you had a shooting range. I looked it up. These are the hours. Do you want to go?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all don't know nothing about no guns? Sure. We can go. For the simple fact that you looked at
show, right.
Like, we can go. But yeah, initiative. thoughtfulness. Just
something.
Ideas.
A restaurant. A food place. Let's start there. Look.
We can always start.
We can always. You can food can say, always be
if involved. That's not your strong suit. Look, mm-hmm. you know, I want to do something. But honestly, I don't really know what to do.
I'm okay with that.
Like, you got any ideas? Yes. Or like, you know.
But yeah. just throw it out there that you want to spend time with me.
Right.
But don't that's just not do anything or say something because you don't know what to do. So you just ain't going to do nothing.
Yeah, just say something.
We too old.
My
patience are so thin now because I'd just rather be at home by myself.
And that's it. I'd
just be like, nah, I'm good.
I have a lot of friends that say this. Because, I mean, you know.
Because I feel like if it takes up too much unnecessary effort, it just bothers me. And then I'm like, I'm not interested anymore.
Wow. You sound like one of my friends. I know she listening. And I know. Because I'm not about to keep going back and forth with you. Like, I'm just not.
Jenny,
you are not wrong. You aren't wrong. You ain't wrong.
Yeah. I got another red flag.
Go ahead.
When somebody be like, what you want to eat? And then be like,
I don't know.
I didn't get your text message.
Oh, no.
Okay. I'm starving.
No.
Jenny and Tyra was not worried about
my fat. But you know, another red flag is, it's like if you plan something, let's just say you plan something with him, right?
Uh-huh.
And they say, okay, we have this scheduled time. Ooh. And they just never say anything about the time changing.
Nothing.
That's another red flag, ooh. Right?
Oh, wow. What you trying to say? What you trying to say? You was trying to talk about my arrival time today?
No, I'm not talking about the arrival time. I'm talking about the fact that we didn't, like, you talking about us and this food, but we didn't even know that you weren't
doing what you were supposed to be doing. Okay.
I told you.
When did you tell us?
I just want to throw this out there.
15 minutes before 5.
Earlier in the day, I said I was going to get them dinner because we recorded my house. So I was going to get them dinner because we record at dinner time. So I was going to have it ready for
them. Look at her.
So I said, y'all better have your idea before I change my mind. So then it's 4:30. We were supposed to be all meet at like 5:30.
It was 5.
And I said.
Well, 5:30 because she didn't get on to 5.
Uh-huh. I said at 4:30 or something like that. I guess y'all don't want no dinner because ain't nobody said nothing to me. My next response was, I'm drunk. And then the next couple of responses after that was a picture of a burger and some fries. So I thought homegirl ate. So I said, Jenny, come pick me up so we can go get food. Because I thought she was good.
And I was just
what she failed. What she failed to say was that was hours ago. I don't know what that had to do with. She was trying to tell us how she got drunk. That's what
I was trying to do.
But, you know, words mean things, and she didn't say those words. So me and Jenny was out, and I didn't pay attention to my phone because I'm so excited about this yet. Me and Jenny, you know, spending quality sisterly time in the car. We was just chatting.
Oh, so y'all spent quality sisterly time? On top of y'all getting food without me, you spent quality sisterly time in the car?
You know, I don't get to see Jenny outside of us working together.
I'm going to leave as soon as we're finished.
Oh, my God.
So y'all can continue y'all's quality sisterly time.
No, because Jenny got us on. Jenny, the timekeeper.
I'm going to stay.
Anyways, you know, I will apologize that we missed your text. Mm-mm.
You ain't got to apologize.
No, because you ain't about to out me to the world like I'm a bad friend. When I offered the dinner and the next picture was some fries and burgers.
Like, I got my dinner.
Okay, see, Jenny was with me.
That's all right. I'm going.
Jenny was with me.
Take a rain check.
I'll get you dinner any other time, sister. Mm-hmm. Any other time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And it better be yaks. It better not be nothing else than yaks.
No, Outback, because she wanted Outback.
Nah.
I was like, oh, she.
I just wanted some shrimp. That's all.
I was thinking like fast food-ish. I wasn't thinking takeout.
I already knew when I said it. She didn't react.
I didn't say nothing.
She didn't say nothing. She said, I know that's
bitch tripping.
I didn't respond.
She ain't getting no Outback. All I wanted was some grilled shrimp.
I don't like when people don't properly communicate. That's a red flag. Oh, it's a red flag for me.
There you go. Oh, man. That's some funny stuff.
Y'all are so funny. We could go on for a long time about red flags and green flags. We might talk about it a little bit on Saturday. You just got to come.
Probably.
You just got to come.
Is this a I got another red flag. Last red flag. Uh-huh. This is like
you gonna wrap it up?
This is like in general.
All right.
It's like, so like if somebody asks you, hey, you trying to do something, right? And you tell them your availability and they never say anything to you. And then they tell you that, oh, you not trying to talk to me or whatever, but I text you back, but you never follow up. But why didn't you follow up with me? I'm not doing that.
This sounds specific.
It sounds very specific. And you
it's a situation.
You wanted them to know.
That's happened before. This happened just in general. Have y'all had that happen?
What was it?
It was a lie.
Oh my God. Basically, it's like if you have plans with somebody and you tell them whatever it is, but they never confirm. And then they say, well, you should have followed up with them.
And they didn't also follow up with you.
Right.
I understand.
You know what? It's a little aggravating. It's aggravating.
No, that is aggravating.
It is.
She thinks we don't agree.
We agree.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
Can't win for losing in this crowd.
Tough crowd. Tough crowd.
Damn.
Anybody else got some red flags about each other y'all want to put on the table?
Listen. Linda.
You know, mother, I don't like when people can't express their emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'll be like, are you mad? No, I'm straight. Okay, I don't ever want to hear about this again. And then I'm going to hear about it. And so it's going to piss me off. So like red flag showing that you cannot effectively communicate your emotions. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't want to talk about why you're mad, say, yes, I'm mad. But we ain't talking about that shit today.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, cool.
Yep.
You let me know when you want to talk about it. But I'm straight. Nah, I'm good. Nah, we good. Nah, I'm cool.
It's all good.
Ooh.
Don't worry about it.
Ooh.
Yuck.
Red flag.
I just don't ever, I never want to guess how I feel about, how anybody feels about me.
Yeah.
I do not want to have to guess. Tell me.
Yeah.
Tell me how you feel about me. Tell me where I stand with you when it changes. Right. Tell me that.
Right.
Like.
Simple as that. That's all you have to do.
Just tell me. Tell me. Do you still care for me?
Clearly, I don't know any of these words.
I'm really mad that's not on Apple Music. I just want to throw that out
it's
there.
Not?
No. I'm really upset.
Never mind. I can't talk about him anymore on the show today, but I know someone who has that on a lot
of mixes. I bet because I was about to say. Let me tell you what I was going to say. I was going to say, that's a great skating song. You know, that person plays good skating music.
Mixing his life away.
Freaky, freaky.
What? What?
Oh my gosh.
Okay, it's time to go home. It's time
she's kicking me off the mic now.
And it's time to go home.
She's kicking me off the mic.
It's time to go.
Just saying.
Wait, say it again.
No. The freaky, freaky. Yeah.
Freaky, freaky. Did you want me to leave? I'm like,
Jenny, what's our she-spiration? Before this gets dark.
All right, so the she-spiration I'm gonna leave you all with is something that I feel like I've said before, just in general, like in life. And when I had saw this, it really hit me. But it says, balance is not something that you find, it's something that you create. And so I find myself always saying like, oh, I just need to find balance. I just need to find balance. And it's like, you know, balance is something that you choose to make time for and, you know, create, instead of saying you're just going to constantly just look for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you might not never find it. So you might
just. You got to make it happen. Yeah. You got to create it.
Ain't that it? Y'all heard that? I want y'all to hear that real loud and clear to all of our possible listeners.
Create balance. Tell a friend.
Tell a friend. Phone a friend.
Phone a friend.
Say, I'm creating balance today.
Mm-hmm. Not I'm finding it. I'm creating it.
Creating it. It's created already.
Curating it.
Curating it. Yes. I'm curating.
Oh, I am curating balance. My balance.
Balance in my life.
Mm, that's like a meditation.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I like that. Well, it's been a great episode. It's
been a fun
shooting
one.
The shit. Shooting literally the shit. All we did literally. Was shoot the shit.
Just caught up with you guys, share some announcements.
A little mm-hmm. bit. Mm-hmm. No, minor detail.
Spill some business if you really know us.
or maybe we didn't.
Maybe we didn't.
Maybe we said nothing.
We said a whole lot of something and nothing.
At the same time.
At the same damn time.
At the same damn time. Well, we will catch y'all.
On Saturday.
Live.
Better see y'all in there. Person. At 7:30.
And if you're concerned about your home, listen, we're going to be there all night.
There's
you know,
parking. You don't have to worry about
it. It's free parking. And it's an hour and a half.
That's
come
it.
Come spend an hour and a half that's laughing with us. So be on time because you might show up and it's going to be letting out.
Yeah.
So 7:30.
7:30 at Farm Free Life.
Yes.
We will see you there.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.